Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. We're discussing the Inyan of Chazaka and Adam Prey Pesach Zmano. That is, a Chazaka person doesn't pay before the due date of the loan. And we spoke about Chazakas in general, and we concluded the previous year. We saw that you can learn all Chazakas from Negaim, even though Negaim is one type of Chazaka. It's very simple than the Chazaka, the Negaim that it didn't change its shear when the coin went outside in Metamed, which is the source for Chazakas in the Gemara in Chulin. And how do you learn Chazakas like Chazak and Adam Prey Pesach Zmano? And we said, we're learning from the Shirei on a Talmud, Bagon Rabbi Abba Permitzatzal, that the common denominator is that there's a Siba Goremes. As long as there's some reason for the Chazakah, that's the common denominator, even though conceptually Chazak and Adam Prey Pesach Zmano and Negaim, etc., are very different, as are other different types of Chazakah, but as long as they have the commonality of a Siba Goremes Lanu, she is Chazik, something that causes the Chazaka, even though there might be different causes, the Ikar is that they have this cause in Memela, we can learn out Chazakas. But our Shaila was, and this is how we concluded, that how are we motzi mamon idei Chazaka shenana repelach zmano? And I want to claim that I paid you earlier, and it's a Chazaka that I didn't, so I can't make such a claim. And therefore you take money from me. But Chazaka meikara lo mahanya v'hotzi mamon drubu Chazaka ruba adif. Chazaka meikara can't be motzi mamon. We have a Chazaka here that I'll pay the Chazaka and the Rabbeinu Zosmano, you want to take money. Yeah, but Chazaka, you can't be motzi mamon al ide Chazaka. Why? Ruba Chazaka ruba adif and rov ain't ocham mamon achar rov. If you can't be motzi mamon al pi rov, you also certainly can't be motzi mamon al pi Chazaka. So how are you motzi mamon al pi Chazaka and Rabbeinu Zosmano? Has it better than a regular Chazaka to make her where you can't be motzi mamon? So that's where we're taking it from here. This mevor besugis hashas besof perka meidir. Famous sugya, one of the Yisodistika sugyas, Benyane Chazakas. And you see there that Ayin Heyam Bezing Subis, that Chezkas Haguf Adifa Mikola Chazakas. Chezkas Haguf is preferable to all Chazakas. Like Tosis there says, Di Ramansul Aval Hecha, and Di Ramansul Safek Tami Ayin Shams. That's one Yisod that we have to know, that the strongest Chazakas is Chezkas Haguf, and a person has a certain Chazaka on their body. Ve'enu B'Shev Shmaitza, B'Shmaitza Aleph Perek Tesvav, who brings the sheet of the Pnei Yoshua, that Cheskas Haguf is better than all Chazakas, even stronger than Rov. And even though Ocham Mamon Achar Rov, but Cheskas Haguf is stronger, and you can be Motzi Mamon based on a Cheskas Haguf. V'chenu Shittas Rashi, B'Sigad HaMeidu, L'fi Raman Gamliel, B'Kaimelan Kavasek, F'i Shabiro, Hashita Mekubetzes Sham. So we have Rashi and HaMeidu, that you're Motzi Mamon, Alpi Cheskas Haguf, F'i Raman Gamliel, that we paskin like him. So Al Pizeh says the Sheikh Shmaitz over there that even though we pass him the suffix term b'shesayachid sveiko tame, right, if you have a doubtful term b'shesayachid, we say me suffix tame. Af hecha dika cheskas tyra, even in a case where there's a cheskas tyra, nevertheless, where there's a cheskas haguf, which is stronger than all the chazakas, b'shesayachid yotar. So if a person has a cheskas haguf, then you have a suffix tome on that cheskas haguf. He's tar, Al Pizeh asks the Shari Yosher. In the Shire Beis, Perak Aleph, they just came out with, they already have a Shari Yosher with a commentary, now they have another one, Shari Yosher Amavur, so it's Baruch Hashem, more as Naim Latorah to help us understand with Biurim and Ha'aris in Reb Shimon's beautiful, beautiful Sefer. So Reb Shimon asks in the Shari Yosher, Shire Beis, Perak Aleph, how do we learn from all Chazakas in the Pasuk about Negaim? The Chazakah by Negaim is a Cheskas Haguf. And since Cheskas Haguf is stronger than all Chazakas, what do we just say? We said Cheskas Haguf is stronger than all Chazakas. So Cheskas is stronger than all Chazakas, and the Negaim is a Cheskas Haguf. How are we going to learn to other Chazakas which are weaker, which are not Cheskas Hagufs? So Reb Shimon's Metaretz as follows, that the Iker Achidish that the Torah says that Chazaka de Meikara is Machriya the Safek, all different types of Chazakas are equal, and there's no preference for Cheskas Haguf on other Chazakas, and therefore we can learn all Chazakas from the Pasuk of that Negaim. However, after the Torah was Megala that Chazaka is Machriya, that you can decide based on a Chazaka, there's a mile in Cheskas Haguf that it's Machras is Iker HaSafek, that it determines, that it decides the Iker Safek. Mashenkin Cheskas Din, Cheskas Din is only Machriya the Toldos HaSafek. Wow, that's the Yisod of Reb Shimon. Shimon's mechalek between the Sharish HaSafik, the Ikar HaSafik, and that's the Cheskas HaGuf, and then the Din that stems from that, that's only a byproduct, that's only a tolada, a derivative of the primary suffix, like we have an Ameh there. So we have the case there of a woman getting married to a man and she has mumen on her body. We want to know, so he marries her and, you know, they whatever, he sees her and he finds out that she had mumen on her body. And she has mumen on her body and it's not attractive to look at and he wants to be attracted to his wife. So Shaila is, when did these mumen appear? Did the mumen appear after the Kiddushin or before the Kiddushin? If it appeared before the Kiddushin, then it's a mekach tos. Well, bets off. If it appeared after the Kiddushin, then it's his bad. Stachla sadeyu. So if it appeared before the Kiddushin, mekach tos, it's off. After the Kiddushin, he wants to get divorced. Yesh laksuba. So cheskas haguf is a psak on the ikar safek. So if we say because of her cheskas haguf that we assume that the mumen only appeared afterwards because she has a cheskas haguf that she's healthy, and that the mumen, these blemishes, only came after the kiddushin, so then she wins, she gets a ksuba if he wants to divorce her. So that's a cheskas haguf, that's a psak on the ikar safek. When did this happen? What about a cheskas pinuya? She also has a cheskas pinuya. Why does the cheskas haguf beat the cheskas pinuya? There it is. This is according to Rabbi Gamliel. There it is that the cheskas pinuya is only a tolad of the suffix. That's a psak on the din kedushin, which is a tolad of the ikar suffix. Masai nolad ba'amum. It was, are we going to keep her in a cheskas pinuya or not? So if you say that she's a cheskas haguf, that she is no mumin, and we'll say that she loses her cheskas pinuya, and that she's really married to this man. If you ignore the cheskas haguf, then up, she's a cheskas pinuya. So assume that they're not married and it was a mekach tos. But that's not where it starts. It starts with the cheskas haguf. It doesn't start with the cheskas pinuya. Cheskas pinuya is only a derivative. Once you decide there's a cheskas haguf, then you can discuss the cheskas pinuya. That's the din that emerges. Is she going to be married or she's not going to be married? You assume that she's married or not married. It's very simple. She's a cheskas haguf. That she's beseder, that she doesn't have mumen. And then, now we have another shaila. What about her cheskas pinuya? The answer is there's no cheskas pinuya. Because the cheskas guf already decided, that's the sharish safek, that she's not a pinuya, because the cheskas guf tells us that the mumen came after the marriage, and after the marriage, then the marriage was a good marriage, and therefore she loses her cheskas pinuya. So that's the chiluk between the din kedushin, which is a tolada, and the and that's a cheskas pinuya, and then the ikar safek, which is her cheskas guf. And that's the power of cheskas haguf. That's machri the ikar safek. And umela, there's no more safek that regarding the cheskas hadin. And that's together also according to those who hold that cheskas haguf is effective lehotzi mamon. That since cheskas haguf is machri the ikar safek, umela, it's even effective lenyan asafik mamon shabab b'tolada. In other words, if you have a safik mamon that's based on a cheskas haguf, so once you're the cheskas haguf is machriya one way, then that's going to be strong enough to take out mamon, because that's only the derivative, that's only the tolada. And that's what we find in Perek HaMeidir, that the cheskas haguf determines that the mamon only came after the kedushin, and since the mamon only came after the kedushin, then Mela, she doesn't get a ksuba. Then Mela, the marriage was a good marriage, and if the marriage was a good marriage, then she gets her ksuba. Because the marriage was a good marriage. If it was a mekach tos, it was before the marriage, and there's no ksuba. Since it was after the marriage, there is a ksuba. So what do you see from here? You see, Gevaldik, that the Cheskes HaGuf was Machriya the Mammon. First, the Cheskes HaGuf determined that's the Shorish HaSafik. It determined that the Mumen came after the Kedushin. And then Meil, it's not a Mekach Tos. And she deserves her ksuba. So that's the Tochen Divrei HaShari Yoshe HaMishan. However, it's important to note that Ein Mashma can be Divrei HaRishon. They say that Cheskes Guf is stronger than all the other Chazakas. The Shari Yosher, it's not Pshat Cheskes Guf is stronger than the other Chazakas. Pshat is the Cheskes Guf is the Ikar HaSafek, and it's not told us a Safek. And Lu Yitzuyah, there's a Cheskes HaDin, that's Kaya Likar HaSafek. Then that can also be Machriya, like a Cheskes HaGuf. It's going to be as strong as Cheskes HaGuf. So in the Rishonim, you see that the Vort is that it's a strong Cheskes Guf, a stronger Chazaka. And the Shari Yosher wants to go on a different mahalach against the Rishonim, and he wants to say that that the power of Cheskes HaGuf is only that it's Shorish HaSafik, but not that it's stronger. But the Rishonim is mashma, as that Rabbi Abba points out, that it's stronger. And in the Ikar Yisod, Shima Chazaka Machriya Sikra HaSafik. Shuvlo Mahanya Chazaka La Tolada. So what does Rib Shimon say? Rib Shimon says that once the Chazaka is Machriya the Ikar HaSafek, then that's also Machriya the Tolada. So once the, for example, the Cheskes HaGuf is Machriya that the Mumin came later, the Meila, there's no more Cheskes Pnuya. Because that means that the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, she was married. So at this you saw that if the Chazaka is Machriya the Ikar HaSafek, Shuvlo Mahanya Chazaka La Tolada, we find in this in Machlokas Rishonim, this is the beginning of Nida, that if you have a mikvah, shenimda b'nitzah chaser, kol atayu shenasal gablu mafreya, b'im b'shizyacha, b'im b'shizarabim taurus. So if you have a mikvah that was measured, and it was found to be chaser, all the tyrus that people were involved with after going to this mikvah, are tamil mafreya, both of them and Shisarabim. That's what it says there in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah Mikvos. And the Gemara there says, Hasim Shimlikamemar Hame Tomei Chazkas of Emelot Tovo. And the Gemara says, you know why that is? You know why it is that everything Lamafreya is Tomei? Because the person has a Chazkas Tomei. So if you have a mikvah that was measured and found to be less than 40 saw, so you assume that everything that went in there was not pure. Even though you don't know when it lost its 40 saw, but you assume everything that went in there was not pure. But that's only, says the Gemara, because the person who went in is a cheskes tumah, and a meilitz tumah. But the Gemara asks, Adrab, hamid mikvah cheskes ve'em lo chaser rechaz ve'em lo chaser. Why don't we say that the mikvah has a chazaka? Originally it was 40, so give it a chazaka that it's not chaser. And the Gemara says, no, arechas lefanecha. So what do we have? We have two strikes against you. We have the chaser lefanecha, and then we have the person's cheskes toma. That is called in Talmudics, in practical Talmudics, that's called tarati l'reisa. Tarati l'reisa. And that's why we're matam eating l'mafre. So in the Gemara's kasha of Adrabba, having mikvah cheskaso is dua machlokas rishayim. The Tosa Rosh, Tosfei Rosh ala Gilyon, is Mefarish. Mashma de Parech, Afilu, the Beis Hill, the Havalon de Tara, the Gamre, Mishum de Chazaka de Mikvah, Avogab de Ganami Chazaka de Tomei, the Komokum Cheskas a Mikvah Odif, Shere Tomei Tabal of Fenenu, while Hashanah Rom Mishem Elo Tabal Tvila Hogenes, Shemei Chaser a Mikvah, came down Mishem Mikvah Cheskaso, Nistalka Cheskas a Tomei. So what does Tosfei Rosh say? Tosfei Rosh says that the Gemara's kasha is that we should be matara the gamri. When the Gemara asks, Adarabba, how many mikvah cheskas? The mikvah is a cheskas tara. The mikvah is a cheskas being shalim. The mikvah is a cheskas chazaka of having 40 sa. So what does that mean? That even though there's a chazaka of tame, that this person has a cheskas tuma, nevertheless, the Chazak of the Mikvah is better because the Tameh was Tevel. And we just say maybe he wasn't Tevel a good Tefillah because maybe the Mikvah was Chaser. But once you say Hamid Mikvah Cheskaso, so Nistalka Cheskas Tameh went away, the Cheskas Tameh went away. So this is Gevaldik. This Svara is like Reb Shimon. That since the Cheskas HaMikvah is Machriya, the Makar HaSafik, once you say that the Mikvah is Beseder, that the Mikvah is Shalem, the male you can say about the Yid that went into the Mikvah, he's also Beseder. So that the Shorash HaSafik is Machriya, the person. So that's terrific. That sounds like Reb Shimon. However, the Maharsha and the Maharam, they learn differently. They learn that the Kashya Gemara is that why don't we be mamid the cheskas mikveh neged the cheskas tameh via suffik? Not that the person should be vaday tor, but let the person be suffik. Suffik tameh, suffik tor. So why do we say vaday tameh lisor falakachim? Now we shouldn't be sure because maybe. Hamid mikvah cheskaso. Maybe the mikvah was shelling. So why are we so strict that we're even burning kachim, which is a very serious thing? And Pirusha tells Yishan and Bekidushin. So tells Yishan the Marashan the Maramal hold that even though it's a chazaka and the makor safek, nevertheless, the chazaka of the toldos safek is still effective. In other words, his cheskas tumah is still in place. Even though we want to make the mikvah say, yeah, the mikvah was shalem. That's what the Gemara says. Hamin mikvah cheskasa. So once you hamin mikvah cheskasa, what does that tell you? It tells you that the mikvah is male. So why is it only a suffix? Why do we only say maybe? Suffix tami suffix tar. The answer is because the person has a cheskas tumah. So your mam and the person's cheskas tumah neged the chazak of the mikvah that the mikvah is shalem. Mikvah is male. That's not like the Shari Yosher. Shari Yosher would say, Ma pitom. You go with the Sharash HaSafik. Sharash HaSafik is the mikvah, not the mensh. So Tosei Rosh goes to Tosei Rav, who goes to Shari Yosher. That's a vada. If the mikvah shalem, the male of the guy's beseder, the guy's tar. And therefore he should be tar legamri. And according to the other Mefarshim, the Tashanim, Marashem Aram, Pshat is no. That we only say maybe. Maybe. It should be Safik Tamei Safik Tar. Why Safik Tamei Safik Tar? Because the mikveh is a cheskas tumah. Great. A cheskas shalem. Great. But can I get a cheskas shalem? You also have person has a cheskas tumah. So you have the cheskas shalem versus the cheskas tumah. So that already is, that puts you in no man's land, sort of. So that then you're going to be a mesupik. But you're not machriya based on the sharash suffik. Not only that, but even according to Tosa Rosh, he doesn't say that we're doing this because we're following the Cheskas Haguf, because the Cheskas Haguf is so powerful, and therefore this mikvah is a Cheskas Haguf. The Sheish Shemaitza holds that a Cheskas Mukvah b'chal's not a Cheskas Haguf. So the whole vort of the Shari Yosher is already placed into question. So first of all, we have the fact that the mashmos of the Rishonim is that Cheskas Aguf is stronger than the other Chazak. It's not that it's the Sharish HaSafik like Reb Shimon said. And secondly, I don't even like saying against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is like, it's one of my icons. I don't want to say an idol. We Jews don't have idols, but he's super duper. Right? We love Reb Shimon. But we're allowed to meg fregen, as they say in Portuguese. You're allowed to ask. And the other kasha is that you see that this whole yisod of following the Sharish HaSafik is Shanuv Machloket, it's controversial, right? We have a Machloket here, then Tosei Rosh and the other Mefarshim. And now they according to Tosei Rosh, he doesn't say it's Al Cheskas Guf in the Shari that you're following the Mikvah, and the Shari Sheish Maitz doesn't even hold the Cheskas, the Mikvah has a Cheskas Guf. So therefore, we have to go in another Derech, and I'm hoping to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he should give me life. And that in the next year, we're able to. It's not going to be very long. We're towards the end, but we would like to give a few minutes to explain the Mahalach of Rabbi Abba, and how he explains the limud from the Gaim to other types of chazakas. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be kind enough to give me life and give you life, that we should be able to complete this shir and learn many more thousands b'simcha b'tuv leivav me'rov kol, or hundreds of thousands. Why limit ourselves? That we should all have good health and prosperity, and Kadosh Baruch Hu yamale kol mishalos libeinu l'tov, amen. Shalom, sweetest friend.